please walk Sparky for me?
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large.
Deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.
The Art of Relationships radio show is copyrighted, and no use in part or full is to be used without written express consent from the Art of Relationships radio show or myself, Greg Dzinski.
Licensed relationship and sex counselor Greg Dzinski, also known as Master G, the Art of Relationships will cover crucial elements in rebuilding emotional and physical intimacy in your romantic relationships. He will also welcome live calls from listeners and help him with these very challenges. Heard of the old repetitive and tiresome tit-for-tat arguments? Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a quick, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and climax to a happier you. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan, but to some of us, he is simply known as Master G.
Hello, everybody. This is Greg Dzinski. This is the Art of Relationships. Welcome to Wednesday night, hump night, of course. Hopefully everybody's doing well, having an awesome week. And yay, we are done with the political BS, let's face it, the political propaganda, commercials, all that stuff out there. So, welcome. The Art of Relationships radio show. Again, you can hit me up on Facebook, The Art of Relationships, as well as The Art of Relationships radio show. Make sure you check out my website to provide some professional insights, professional references, and everything. You can get a hold of me through there as well. And that's The Art of Relationships.guru, G-U-R-U. Yes, it is hump night. And I talk about and I promote so much about having fantastic relationships. Very passionate, very deep, very intimate. More deep, more intimate physically and emotionally than you've ever experienced ever before. Okay, but tonight, I'm going to talk about something a little bit less. Is your relationship good enough? You know, is there such a thing about a good enough relationship? And who's to determine that? Is it society? Is it friends, family members, everything? But what is good enough? I'm not talking about you BSing yourself into thinking, oh, this is good enough. You know what? I get beat on a weekly basis. I get humiliated, ridiculed. I don't feel loved. But you know what? It's good enough. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, are you able to laugh, joke around? You know what? Real life sucks sometimes, but it still can be okay. And I posted a picture I share. Actually, I didn't share a follower on Facebook and everything. A friend on Facebook shared on mine about the perfect relationship. And this sort of spun the topic for tonight's show about what is good enough. And you can check that out on Facebook. And actually, I might go ahead and read this. And I want to give credit to the author, but I, to be honest with you, I have no clue who the author is. But it's titled The Perfect Relationship. So I'm going to read this off, and then we're going to dive into this. And you can also, please, give me a call, 586-840-8608, and we'll go from there. You can also join me on live chat on Spreaker, okay? So here we go. The perfect relationship is, okay, he works, she works. Ah, I'm all for that. Anyways, okay, they split the bills. His hobbies are video games. Hers are reading Facebook. He leaves her alone to her hobbies. She leaves him alone to his hobbies at nighttime. They watch illegally downloaded movies together. I'm not promoting that. Or stream one on Netflix. She makes him a sandwich. He gives her a back rub. They joke about how the people they know are stupid. He tells her about how annoying his friends are. She tells him how annoying her friends are. They laugh together. Then they have amazing sex. Ooh. Days off are spent surfing the web together, playing games together, or occasionally going outside to do stuff like get a coffee, make fun of strangers, eat together at restaurants, they have a cool atmosphere, go mini golfing, go to the movies. She surprises him with an occasional blowjob in the morning. Oh my God. And he responds by fixing her breakfast. He surprises her by letting her play a video game with him. And she responds, and it got cut off. Oops. Oh, well. But you get the gist. A lot of that is everyday, normal relationship stuff. It's not over the top, right? Like I said, I'm all about promoting exciting, passionate, awesome relationships. But what happens when real life gets in the way and it's good enough? Like the dialogue I just read, the perfect relationship. It's good enough. And I love, yeah, she surprises him with an occasional blowjob in the morning. Does he go down on her, right? It almost sounds like it's a trade-off, but it isn't. It's about sharing each other and doing things for each other. In fantastic relationships, you know, all this stuff takes place. And I talk about, you know, even the simple things, how much do you cherish? And you look at it, you know what? Is my relationship good enough? I'm all about, you know, improving, self-improvement, and becoming better, having a stronger relationship, but not about stopping doing that or evolving, but looking at it, you know what? It is good enough for right now. And what is good enough? Does it mean you sell yourself short? No, not at all. Okay? So we're going to look at these aspects. And I'll be back in a few moments. And I want you to sit back and enjoy. And I'm going to hit this up back after a break. And we're going to talk about good enough relationships and what's good enough for you. And I'd love to hear your feedback and your calls. 586-840-8608. This is Greg Dazinski, licensed professional counselor, relationship and sex expert. Talk to you in a few minutes after the break. Take a breather, people. Okay, talk to you soon.
If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion statement, check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
Devilishly gorgeous, tempter to see.
Welcome back. This is the Art of Relationship Show, talking about good enough relationships. And before the break, I talked about and highlighted, you know, I'm all about evolving, growing, and having fantastic relationships. But it comes to a point where, you know, that you can still reach and grow and evolve. And I'm always about working towards those at all. But it comes to, what is good enough for you to be happy? There we go. Everybody's different. You know, you might get through periods of boredom and everything else. And then what can you do? Can you be okay with that? Not that you want to do that, you know, every day, 7 years, 10 years in a row, whatever. But can you be okay being bored at time and being maybe too comfortable? Not taking those things for granted, of course, but can you sort of be okay with that and say, you know, well, that's part of life and I'm okay with that? And maybe what we can do to jazz those things up, okay? And is it okay to be dependable? You know, finding dependability that you're emotionally there for each other can be good enough. And actually, that's pretty crucial to be good enough. And part of that is the emotional trust factors that you are going to be there for each other. You might not have the pizzazz, all the jazz that you hear, you know, about maybe super sexually charged couples, which, believe me, I'm all for it. But, you know, some things can be good enough. Good enough is not getting to the point where you're settling. Because when you settle, you're going to sell yourself out, right? But say most of your needs are being met most of the time. Not all the time, right? Again, this is real life. When, you know, all your dreams, all your fantasies, all your expectations hit, you know, we're going to have a great relationship, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, we're going to live happily ever after. And then you start hitting real life when maybe you start putting the kids before each other. That's not a good enough relationship. A good enough relationship is having that balance, right? It might not be perfect, but you both feel important, right? You're not putting the kids in front of each other. You're putting a couplehood together. Not all the time, not 100% of the time, but a lot of the time you are. You know what? It's good enough for you, okay? Also, you know, it's very difficult when you have personality clashes. When you're talking about, you know, the expectations of a great relationship versus a good relationship, and how many people get into a fantasy realm of, you know, the Cinderella, the Snow White, and if it doesn't meet those exact expectations, the relationship's a failure. It sucks. It's terrible. Right? How many people fall on that? Probably quite a few. But can it be good enough to have a good, healthy, loving relationship, even if it doesn't reach the epitome of a fairy tale? Can it be good? Can it be great? Now, what happens, you know, if you have, you're hooked up with an adrenaline junkie, and you're maybe a stay-at-home, you like reading, okay, you don't have to go out, don't have to entertain. You're okay sitting home. Nothing wrong with that. Again, the personality clashes, the severe opposites are going to create a hostile environment, and it might not be good enough, right? Because your needs aren't, you're both being pulled in each other's direction instead of coming together and being a team. Okay? And that's a crucial element. And what can you do to maximize the togetherness, the connection, and that it's good enough, that you both are able to have your own identity, like in the narrative I read at the beginning of the show, that you both, you know, accept and can cherish each other's space that is needed, but you still come together. Extreme personality difference might not be able to reach that balance, right? Like I said, you have an adrenaline junkie that's always on the go, always have to be doing whatever, right? That there might not be enough time for the emotional connection as someone that is very, maybe, low-key, a homebody, if you will. That's not bad. But you look at those factors and what is needed to be good enough for you, right? To reach that balance. A big thing is you look at, you know, talking and communicating and what is good enough for you, that you're heard, that you're listened, that maybe affection is important to both of you. These are key ingredients to be good enough. Maybe you don't have the wham, bam, passionate sex every single time, but you know what? It's good enough, and you're looking at the closeness it creates, right? Can you look at how you communicate with that, and that it doesn't have to be rockets glaring, right? It doesn't have to be fireworks all the time, but you know what? It brings you two together. It brings you two connected. And that's what the most important part is, that you know what? That connection can be good enough to be a lifetime of happiness. Again, it's not about selling each other out. It's about reaching the connection that is good enough not only for one. Because if it's not good enough for one and only good enough for the other, you're going to have difficulties, right? And that relationship, chances are, it's going to end. So what can you do to have a good enough relationship? And this is very subjective, right? You know, everybody is different, and you have to look at what is good enough for you outside. Okay, we might have boredom once in a while. That's okay. Do we have enough time together? Or are you selling each other out? And who's to say what's good enough for you, right? Okay. Who is good enough? Society? No. Family? Relatives? Friends? No, absolutely not. You decide what's good enough. And you two alone. Like I said, you always improve. You always try to look for avenues that are going to look at improving, right? Self-improvement. It's huge. I always promote those aspects, but I want to hear some callers. Give me a call, 586-840-8608, and you look at, I want to hear what is good enough for you, and what do you look for in a relationship to be happy, to be content, not selling yourself out, right? Okay, so you look at the differences, and you look at the spectrums between your two personalities, and how do you gel together, right? If everything's not perfect, you look at, you know what, after the day's done and said, maybe arguments endure, that you both know you love each other, and you cherish each other. Is that going to be good enough for you? Okay. How often do couples joke around? And this is the big thing that I think a lot of couples get into that sort of go down the hill, whatever. They stop joking with each other. And all of a sudden, the good enough turns sour because they don't address the boredom. Or the boredom goes on and on and on, and they're not dealing with it. They're not handling it. They're not confronting it and making it good enough and turning that around, right? They get complacent, right? But joking around can help, believe it, electrify, if you would, a relationship. And it can make a mediocre relationship become good enough. It kicks up the endorphins, the laughing, joking around, and the playfulness. I talk about this and be, how often do you bring the little boy, the little girl out in each other? The little tickle fights, maybe the pillow fights, little, you know, whatever, booty grabs, if you will. All these little things can make it, you know what, it's good enough. We love each other. We do have passion Maybe not all the time, but good, you know, most of the time, and it's good enough for us. The good enough relationship has to be that way for both, right? It's accepting each other for who they are, but also that you want to be better partners for each other, right? Like I said, it's not the fairy tale fantasy land all the time. However, you know what? It's good. It's cemented. You don't have to worry about affairs. You don't have to worry about going out and talking, you know, your partner talking about each other behind each other's back, right? It's good enough. You want to make it better, and you're going to get there, and you're going to constantly improve, and you both are directed. But right now, you're happy where you're at for the most part. How many people out there can say that in their own relationship? Or do you always look at the fantasy land, or as many couples, individual couples in here, or I shouldn't say individual couples, sorry, individual clients in here, and to be honest with you, most of those are women that I hear this from. You know what? I want the romance novel relationship. Can you have that sometimes and be okay, right? How many people can keep up that intensity of the romance novels? And I did about the 50 Shades of Filth or Desire, you know, a while ago about that. How many people can keep up that intensity? Do you think it's humanly impossible to do that? I do too. We get tired, you know. We get tired. We get overwhelmed with life, myself included, where we're emotionally exhausted. But can you keep that intensity once in a while? You know, where it keeps you guys coming back, and in between those, you're good enough. You understand each other, and most of your needs are being met. Those are crucial elements to having a good enough relationship. It might not be over-the-top fairy tale fantastic, but you're working on it, right? It's a daily struggle, a daily, everyone says the term work in progress, right? So, give you something to think about, and I'm going to take a little breather, and I'll be back shortly. Thank you. This is Start a Relationships Radio Show. Greg Dozinski, your host. I'll be back in a few. Thanks so much.
If you're looking for that unique, cool fashion statement, check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. She has hand-painted, hand-designed canvas shoes for you, your loved one. It's an inspirational piece unique to your own taste. Check out Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Greg Dzinski, the Art of Relationships Radio Show. Make sure to check me out on Facebook under the same name, and also the Art of Relationships page, and my website, theartofrelationships.guru. Okay? Make sure you give me a buzz tonight, 586-840-8608. Good enough relationships, I think everybody knows, you know, even fantastic relationships, they have a balance, right? And you're able to balance, you know, the crap, let's face it, you know, the work, you know, you both might work, right? The work around the house, the chores, dealing with the kids, running the kids, running here and there, and dealing with the bills. But the biggest factor in the balance of having a good enough for a relationship is mixing those things with spice, right? The spiciness, the fun that you guys have together, and the connection, the touching, the hugging, the embracing, maybe the deep kisses, right? How many people fall into the realm of complacency and you forget about those, right? Because maybe those routines, the chores, the kids, the everyday, you know, dealing with the bills and all this stuff, that you sort of forget about the spice. Or maybe you both want the spice, but you're tired, you're exhausted, you're overwhelmed, you're bitter at each other. And all of a sudden, what could be a good enough, even working towards a great relationship, sort of dies and becomes not a good enough relationship anymore. It becomes mediocre or maybe passionless. So you balance, you know, real life, you're not going to get away from the work, the chores, the house cleaning, the bills, say something happens with the car. All those issues are real life that you, me, everybody goes through. But you need to mix those up with spice, right? With a little bit of passion, the joking around, the playfulness I mentioned, as far, you know, as the pillow fights, tickling, little pads on booty, right? That, you know, whatever. How many times do you try to make a mediocre relationship? Maybe your partner wants you just to grab them, throw them on the bed, throw them up against the wall. These are the little bit of spices that I talk about, right? Maybe it's deep conversations. You know what? You know what? I'd be lost without you, man. I'm always here for you. I always want to be here for you, and I want you here for me. Those are little emotional spices that you can add into the pot of the relationship to take a mediocre, make it good enough, and the good enough relationship can pull you through those troubled times, okay? And you can always work on making it a great relationship, absolutely. But I want you to keep your expectations real, keeping it realistic and being okay. This is part of life and we deal with it, but we're not losing each other, okay? They were looking at these aspects going from, okay, we did have fun, we had a great weekend. Maybe money's an issue, like it is with everybody out there, or most everybody out there, where, you know, the finances aren't there to go out and take trips and have lavish dinners or go out every weekend. But what else can you do to spice it up? To bring the passion. Remember, you're keeping the balance between the work, the routines, the chores, kids, bills. Keeping that up with and integrating and making sure the spice of life and the spice between you two is there and in place. Those are crucial elements to having a good enough relationship, people, okay? And what are you doing to have that? Or are you the type of person that is never satisfied? Nothing is ever good enough. You know what? You could have sex 5-6 nights a week and it's still not good enough for you, right? You could have a 5,000 square foot house. Everyone's healthy, happy. Don't have to worry about financial stability. It's there. We'll say that. And it's still not good enough. You're always looking for something better. And is this a personality quirk, if you will? And you're going to relay the message that your partner is not good enough for you, right? I don't care what you're saying. It will never be good enough for you. What can you do to appreciate what you have now and what you have together? Now, this isn't talking about it's good enough. It's good enough for me because she or he only cheats on me once a month instead of once a week. Yeah, that's good enough. Don't sell yourself out like that, okay? I'm not talking about selling yourself out. Oh, it's good enough. You know, I sell myself out. I'm okay. Yeah, whatever. It's good enough for me because it'd be worse, or I'd be worse off financially, or I'd be alone. That isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that you're happy most of the time. Not all the time, but you're happy most of the time, and you sincerely love each other, okay? These are things I want you to explore, maybe tonight, maybe in the future, to, you know what? Is it good enough? We're not settling. I'm not settling. But, you know what? It's good enough right now. It's good enough right now. And if you are one of those people that are never, ever happy, you know what? Maybe you start needing to be appreciated, right? What do you appreciate in your life? And do you appreciate the wholesome, the love you have between you two? And are you always looking for that fairy tale? Like I said, many shows, I work on obtaining passionate, awesome, fantastic relationships. I'm always about improving on that. But what is good enough for you now? And being content and okay with and actually appreciate the relationship you have now that it is good and it's healthy. You don't have to worry about trust. And passion is there most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. The love is there. Your cherish is there. You have a connection. You have a true partnership where you're not going to allow the kids to come between you, right? That you can talk to each other. Again, fireworks aren't happening every night, but it's good enough, okay? This gives you something to think about and to maybe discuss and talk about and looking at ways that you are able to appreciate one another, okay? I'm going to sign off a little early this evening, okay? It's been a long start of the week. I apologize. I'm going to be back Sunday evening with a full-blown, full-hour show. Thank you for listening, people. This is Greg Dzinski, the Art of Relationships radio show. Thanks again for all your love and support, people. Talk to you soon. Remember, do you have a good enough relationship for right now? Examine what is needed for you to have that, and what your partner has, because you might be on two different pages, so you want to get on the same page about that and what needs to be done to have. Hey, man, we got a good relationship. Simple as that. Everybody, take care. Talk to you Sunday night.
The Art of Relationships radio show is copyrighted, and no use in part or full is to be used without written express consent from The Art of Relationships radio show, or myself, Greg Dzinski.
Right now at LL Flooring, the sales tax is on us. Save on a gorgeous new floor, and we'll cover the sales tax on top of our already low prices. Get Spring Black Friday savings up to 15% off more than 200 styles of hardwood, waterproof vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our Virginia stores until Tuesday, March 22nd. Visit llflooring.com for details. Valid in Virginia and only at LL Flooring. From inspiration to installation, find the floor you'll love.